So talking politics with a couple of friends the other day in a coffee shop, we started to talk about the new Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau. And I brought up, I remember very well, his dad being in power and how Canada almost went, or the West, almost went bankrupt. Provinces like Alberta were talking about seceding to the United States or wherever. And the average mortgage was at 15, 18, 20%. I said, I sure hope this Trudeau isn't the same as his dad is. Again, running on a campaign of legalizing marijuana and saying that brothels are fine and injection sites, the current Prime Minister, or soon-to-be Prime Minister of Canada, was elected on his looks, according to someone sitting in that coffee shop. A nice lady came up to me and she said, I heard what you said about the new Prime Minister, and I think you're wrong. He's a good-looking boy with a nice family. And that Harper had to go. And I said, why did that Harper have to go? She couldn't answer. But does this sound familiar about an election in the United States a few years ago? Anybody could have ran on the Republican side. They would have lost to that good-looking young guy, Barack Obama. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.